Easy Sports Talk Show with Ed Smith and Javon Adams. I am Javon Adams, and with me, as always, is a man who played not only professional baseball, but also played in the National Football League for that first Super Bowl-bound team for the Atlanta Falcons. He is a motivational speaker. He is also an author, and he is a great dad as well. He's my brother, Ed Smith. What is good, man?
Oh, man, just making it through this week. It's hump day, bro. We're getting closer to, you know, teams traveling over there to Vegas, you know, yeah. It's gonna be you know, that's, you talk about the devil's playground, bro. Hopefully we don't have any instances over there.
Yeah. Now, Friday, I want to get into your week leading up to the Super Bowl. We're going to get into that because we still got a little time before we got to go and get into your week, the Super Bowl itself. But speaking of that, could you ever imagine, and we'll get into the topics in a second, could you ever imagine that having not only a team in Las Vegas, but having the Super Bowl in Las Vegas?
Never in a million years, man, because for so long the league preached about, you know, the sanctity and, you know, no, we can't be associated with gambling and that type of, you know, thing. And, man, the gambling, whatever they did, they showed them enough money.
they sure did.
But, you know, Jay, it's almost like it's the same thing as with the alcohol. It was like slowly but surely they're looking around. Like the league is looking around. It's like everybody's making money off all this, you know. Why not? Hey, we can. So they team up with, you know, all the liquor, Bud Light, this, that, you know, all their sponsors. You can tell it's coming when they start sponsoring stuff. All of a sudden, instead of Frito-Lay, we kept seeing a whole lot of Bud Light and stuff like that, right?
Right.
So we knew it was coming. Same thing with the gambling. All of a sudden, you just start seeing little signs that, well, you know, and the next thing you know, bro, all hell breaks loose, and they just, they could hold it off no longer, bro. And here we are, just laying in bed with the devil itself.
What's interesting is there's always that, you know, I listen to Bomani Jones, and he'll mention this from time to time, but that you may have heard stories about the debacle or just the calamity that was the NBA All-Star Game years ago, where it was just Black folks showing their behinds in the worst possible way. And so I hope it doesn't get crazy with Black and white folks showing their behind in the worst possible way as well. It might be, hopefully, you know, I was going to say hopefully things have gotten better, but we know that people are still as crazy as ever.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you're talking about a place that, you know, doesn't need any help, you know, Vegas don't need no help. And here we are bringing all these thousands and thousands of people, man, who knows how many people, over into this, you know, environment. It's going to be crazy, man.
So let's get into this a little bit. Let's start off right off the bat. So we're talking about the Super Bowl a little bit. Let's get into dynasty. Are the Kansas City Chiefs a dynasty? When you think about dynasties in football, anyway, you think of the Cowboys. Maybe the Cowboys out of what, the 90s. You think of the Patriots. Maybe their entire long run. You think of maybe what am I thinking of? The San Francisco 49ers. Those were a few of those teams that come to mind. Would you say that the Kansas City Chiefs are a dynasty?
I would, you know, what I would say, Jay, is I think it's time for us to redefine our definition of dynasty.
Okay.
And I say that because every era is different. And, you know, you got the free agency, you got a whole bunch of things that are a lot, and, you know, all the money that these quarterbacks are making, the way the game is played, the rules, different things like that, all factor into, you know, think about it. Years ago, it was easier to keep a team together.
True.
You know, you weren't paying the quarterbacks all this money. You gave the money to the running backs. You kept everybody happy, and you just kept it moving. Now, and also with the rules changes, you know, the way the game was played, you know, can't touch anybody out there. You know, there's different rules for the wide receivers. And in this era, I would say it's harder because they're doing everything they can to make it where it's the playing field is even, right? So in an era when they're doing everything they possibly can to try to have parity, and you got a team that's been to 6 AFC championships in a row, been in 4 of the last 5 Super Bowls, have won two already, 2-1. If they win a third, regardless of how many in a row or anything like that, if they win a third Super Bowl in the last 5 years, I mean, we're seeing stuff. I mean, we saw how tough it was on the New England. New England, they had one repeat in their run, and they won a 10-year span without a Super Bowl. This is a team, like I said, it's setting themselves up. That might be too early to call them a dynasty, but I'd be doggone if it's not dynasty light. I mean, you know, maybe less calories, but this thing is moving in the right direction. And like I said, when you start putting up these type of numbers and appearances and stuff like that, man, this is a dynasty. And the thing is, I don't see an end to it anytime soon. I'm not saying they're going to be there every single year, but, you know, who's to say if they clip this one off and then, you know, they don't get there next year, but then you can count on, as long as Andy Reid is there, and we know, you know, Andy might he's not long, he's not probably, excuse me, going to be there for the next 15 years, but let's say he's there next 3 to 5 and they clip off another 1 or 2 or 3, we're getting into the area of, you know, not just dynasty, but we're going to have to start ramping our talk up about Mahomes and his place in history already. So at 28, like I said, 6 AFC championships for the young man. He's getting ready to go to his 4th Super Bowl already. He wins this one at age 28 and starts, you know, he's got 3 under his belt. Like I said, this, for me, this is a dynasty because, like I said, we're not seeing this anywhere else. And like I said, because of the changing landscape of the game and how tough it is, I mean, these dudes are definitely showing out, man.
Yeah, I would definitely agree that it's a dynasty. Even if they don't win another, even if they don't get back to another AFC championship game again, this has been a dynasty. But hopefully it does. The challenge, you mentioned how things were different, especially let's say in the 80s with the 49ers, for example, right? How the salary cap just devastated them because they would just pay everybody. That's the way it was. We can just keep everybody. It's not really a big deal. So the salary cap definitely changed the playing field. But here's something that I just wonder. We've seen in especially in basketball and football, where maybe you have a good draft and you can survive off of that draft for a while until the players either start to break down or they maybe start to retire or whatever that is. It's going to be important for, if they want to continue to sustain and maintain this, that they're going to have to not just, oh, we'll find somebody in the 6th or 7th round or the 5th round. That you got to make every draft pick count if you're trying to give the offensive weapons to Patrick Mahomes and continue to do whatever you can to keep this defense as stout as it's been this season.
Yeah, and the other thing you look at, Jay, every year there's a, you know, you got 14 teams that make the playoffs. I think something like, there's 6 new names every season. So there's turnover. Yep. But there's one thing you can do every year. You mark, it's almost like in PIN, you just put it at the top of, you know, when you're filling out your bracket, the NCAA bracket. You know your team that you want to win it, right?
Yeah.
You just stamp them all the way to, from, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you go back and fill everything else in. At this point, this number of consecutive years, it's like you see the change all the time. You got these new teams in the playoffs. You know, making it to every, there's one constant denominator every single year. It's these doggone Kansas City Chiefs. So, you know, and as you mentioned, like with the salary cap and like that, you know, somehow they figured it out where other teams can't. You know, they able to pay Mahomes, and he took, I don't know, necessarily a friendly deal, but he probably took a little less than he probably could have gotten. And you know, they still maintain. Here's the other thing. We forget. It was just a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They let Tyreek Hill go, and we were like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was just, and boom, they just, here they are. They want a chip, and they're trying to get another one. And, you know, that's the sign of it right there. We saw the Patriots for years, every year, they were flip-flopping dudes. And it's like, how could you let him go? And there they were again, you know, that type of thing. So they're starting to show that sign of it. All we need is some of these mainstay pieces. Now we all know Kelsey's getting a little up there.
It's
be hard to replace him. But if they, you know, a few years from now, he, you know, whether it's next year or the year after, and he walks away from the game and they find another one or develop somebody in that position, that's when you know something's up.
Yeah. He is Ed Smith. I am Javon Adams. We do this three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, in addition to our terrestrial radio show on SportsMap Radio. We're in nationwide, so we're in over 98 markets. So if you're not in one of the 98 markets that we're in, then make sure you go to sportsmapradio.com on Saturdays, again, 1 to 3 Eastern. Click on the little play icon in the upper right corner, or you can download the app for your Android or mobile device. And then we also do Believe in the Arizona Cardinals as well. You can find all that stuff on Easy Sports. EasySportsTalk.com. The website is right up there. If you're looking at us on YouTube as well, and the YouTube is at the Easy Sports Talk Show. So, man, I always hear about people saying you can't turn these jobs down because it's one of what, 32 teams. But it seems that Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions, said, nah, I'm about to turn some of these opportunities down. It came across on ESPN yesterday that he's going to stay with the Detroit Lions. And I wanted your thoughts on that, because if you're looking at the jobs and you say, no, I want a better situation, but you can't really always control your situation because you are who you are, as maybe your stock continues to rise, but also there is the chance that your stock starts to drop as well. Maybe you feel that you're not ready to be a head coach if you're really looking at it and you're really honest with yourself, because taking a job, even when you know you're not ready and you hope that you can grow into it, that's probably the worst thing in the world. But it was just interesting to me that he decided to, I'll just stay here and continue to try to build on what we've done this season and try to continue to do that moving forward, and maybe see if he could throw his hat in the ring again next season. What were your thoughts when I sent that over to you?
Well, I personally think it's a smart move. I mean, the man is 37 years old. As you mentioned, there's only 32 of the jobs. But why take a job just to take a job, in my opinion? If he's comfortable where he is, you got to remember, you got to factor in your family. You got to factor in, you know, all types of different things, the roster you have, how comfortable the relationships you have there. And just because one of these jobs comes available, well, you got to take it. No, you don't. Right. You have to. Now, here's the problem with some of these young coaches. They move before they're ready. And you know how it is. You're the next hot prospect, so you got to take this job.
Yeah.
And you move and you take something over that you're either not ready for, or it's just a bad situation. Why would you walk into something that's a crap show? And we all know now Seattle's a pretty good job. If they were offering a job, you know, you might consider that one strongly. Like, what have the Commanders been through over the last bunch of years? What makes you think that? And I know they have new ownership, but, I mean, Jay, it's like, you're wiping yourself after a bad wipe, after a bad doo-doo, right? I mean, no matter how many times you wipe, there's still a little left over, right?
Oh, man.
Until you take that good shower, bruh. So, with that being said, why would you want to go take a Commander's job that's still got a stain on it, you know? And where you're comfortable here and you're young enough where you can say, you know, look, and you know, whether he was asking too much money, I guarantee you his thought process is, I'm going to ask for the moon. If they're crazy enough to give it to me, then I'll possibly take it. Otherwise, I'm going to stay right where I am.
Right.
You know, and that could have been his strategy, because he definitely didn't feel like this was the right opportunity for me. But if they throw enough at me, I'd be crazy to say no. Because I set me and my family up for generations. You know, I'm already making good money. That's great money over there. So if they do that, okay, I'll consider it. For me, I think he made the smartest move in the world. The team just got all the way to the NFC Championship game. You know, he's got a good quarterback there. He's got a great relationship with Campbell. So why not wait till something better comes along? If that's your choice, and you look at the man, it's like, well, you're crazy for that man is comfortable in doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
So let that man be. Now, you know, there are others you can say, you're not going to get another. This is the best shot you're going to get. Like right now, if Eric Bieniemy was offered a job, bro, you better take that one and run as fast as you can. He's been through the cycle many times. And all on the flip side, the risk that he takes is you don't know whether it's going to come around. Maybe you have a bad couple seasons. Like a Kellen Moore did, he went 1 year to, he was the hot candidate a few years ago, and he goes to Los Angeles this year, doesn't do as great. His name wasn't even mentioned. Okay, well, we'll see over the next few years. Not like he's an old man, but I applaud the man, you know, thinking outside of everybody else's box, in his box, outside of everybody else's. If it wasn't the best opportunity for him, you know, and you got to, people forget too, Jay, when you take these jobs, you're uprooting everything in your entire life. Man lives in Detroit. We don't know his, I don't know his family situation, but whatever, his kids, you know, he's got kids. All of a sudden now you take this job and it's not like, okay, well, we'll be there in a year. No, it's like, well, we got to get over there now. And we got to start looking for a house. We got to sell this one. Honey, you know, you need to get on the, and we need to, you know, and then your whole life, you go from here to there. And it's starting all over again. Maybe the man just didn't want to start over. He talked it over with his wife. She's like, I don't want to go. I love the people. We're here, you know, and less pressure on you. You're not taking this all on. So applaud the man for making the decision. You know, we'll see how it works out in the end. But, you know, now I did see some reports there. Like they didn't like the way he handled it, because he could have, if he wasn't going to take it, he could have told the commanders last week or, but maybe he didn't make up his mind. It was just, you know, he gave him the benefit of the doubt. He was thinking about it. And the more he thought about it, it was like, nah, I'm just not there. And, you know, that's,
you are the man if you are the head coach. I know you were a position coach. Well, you coached tight ends on the JC, on the junior college level, right?
Yeah.
So if they had come to you while you were doing that and said, all right, hey, Ed, we want you to be the head coach, even on the junior college level, that's a big undertaking, right?
Yeah. I would have no idea how to start that, you know? And the other thing, Jay, is when you take these positions, like to take it a step further, say I did take that position. I did it for a couple of years locally here. And then all of a sudden somebody comes to me like, hey, we like what you're doing. We'd like for you to come to Oklahoma, you know, State and or Oklahoma State College or whatever. And where then, you know, I'd have to consider, you know, taking my family. Do I really want to do that? Get back out on the road. Tell you a quick, interesting story. A few years ago, and this is before I met you, I had, was thinking about getting back into baseball, and went and, you know, did some interviewing, and the Indians, it came down to me and one other guy for this hitting coach job with the Indians, and they were talking about, you know, we'd start you out in, you know, A-ball, and tell me would I probably go back to the Eastern League, Eastern League, whatever it was, and they started, and the more I kept interviewing with them, and I started thinking about the possibilities, and I came down to me and the other guy, and they ended up going with the other guy because he was currently still in the game. And remember, I played all the football. I've been away from the game, you know. But they did. I went out to spring training, and they wanted me to coach on spring training, everything, and I did and everything. The more I started thinking about it, I was like, damn, I'm glad I didn't get that job. Because I would have been back out on the road, you know, traveling like a minor league baseball player. And here I am at this stage in my life. And, man, you know, that was a long time ago, living that kind of lifestyle. And it was one of those things, be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it. I almost got that doggone job. My entire life would have been different. And I'm not sure I really would have wanted to do that. You know, with a young son, all of a sudden now I'm going away for, you know, 6 months at a time, you know, playing minor league, driving around the country like a minor league baseball. Nah. So.
Yeah, that's wild. So we do this again 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He's Ed Smith. I'm Javon Adams. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend about what we have going on here. Go to easysportstalk.com to find all the different things that we do. And like we always say around this time, you can.